Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Our Morning Words of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Ben Griffin will be providing our words of encouragement for today, and his topic is so you know where you are headed. It comes from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Brother Griffin has been with us for quite some time now, and he has never failed to amaze. So I kindly ask that you all stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for today. Such a warm welcome. Certainly today, the day the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and to be glad in it. Certainly this is ideal for those who are headed to work or headed home from work, or just preparing to get to lounge around the house and enjoy grandchildren, or go shopping to the mall, or just have a leisure time in the Lord or with their family. Today, I just want to encourage us as we are traveling along the roads that we pay close attention to all of the signs and directions and things to help us understand where to go and how to get there safely. You know, I don't know about you, but I did a lot of traveling over the years. Some years I would travel 34,000 miles across the road, preaching, teaching, visiting family, friends, and just doing things in the Lord. But there's always this notion of, did I make the right turn? How far do I have to go? Be watchful for the other driver. These things repeatedly will cross your mind, and I hope they will cross the minds of others. But in Philippians, Paul lets us know that in our spiritual journey, there are some precautionary measures we need to always be mindful of. But also, there's this idea of, do you know where you're going? Do you know where you are? Do you know where you're headed? He says, brother, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things from behind, and I look forward, I press forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. And it's so significant, because as we travel the dangerous roads, there are some precautions we need to know, even the dangerous roads of life. When you come to a stop sign, we are to heed, or we are to align ourselves with the direction or the message that the sign gives. That means to stop. You know, there's some things that we may be doing in our lives that we are questioning whether we should do them or not. And when you're ever in doubt, just stop and pause and ask God to give you some directions, because it may not be the direction you need to be going. You need to stop. Stop sign means stop. How many times have you been at a stop sign and you've been to take off and go through the intersection and another car flies through the intersection? I mean, barely just feet away from hitting your front end because they failed to stop. See, when we refuse to stop as we should, we can expect some dangers ahead of us. But then there's a yield sign. You know, it doesn't mean altogether stop, but it means to slow down and take some precautionary measures, because you don't know who else is speeding or going through the stop sign or traffic light, and they don't have any intention to yield, slow down, or to stop. And again, because you yield, someone else decided not to yield, decided not to stop. And then again, you were spared because you was obedient to the traffic laws. But then there's a sign during the rainy day, slippery when wet. You know, sometimes we like to be in a hurry, and when you go up these inclines or kind of down an incline, or you may not be slippery wet, maybe ice on the bridge. And that's another sign you might see from time to time. But slippery when wet means that you can't proceed as fast as you used to. See, there are some relationships that you used to just plow through and just take folks for granted. They understand where you're coming from. They know where you're coming from. But there are some things you must be cautious with. Some things you must take it easy. Just slow down. Can't be too hasty. There's some dangers that are involved in relationships. But then climbing lane ahead. You know, sometimes here we go, especially Alabama, Birmingham, and they got hills and curves all over the place in Tennessee. And there's some big trucks who can't proceed up the incline like a small car. And so they provide a climbing lane. That is, here it is, you can't run as fast, can't go as fast, you can't think as fast, but you can't make the climb. But you can't make the climb like you once made it. Even in life, sometimes you're older, you can't run and play and do the things like you used to, but you can be active, even in the Lord's work. No, you can't sing, you can't teach, you can't do a lot of things, but you can still be active in the Lord's work, but there's a common lane ahead. Then there's a detour sign. He used to go on this way all the time. You're frustrated because, oh, man, a detour, that's going to slow me down. Well, a detour is done for a reason. Either the road is out ahead or there's a traffic accident up ahead that's danger to your vehicle. So you got to be patient and take the detour. Sometimes a detour is unfavorable, uncomfortable, but it's worth the time. So when you know you shouldn't go a certain way, a certain neighborhood at a certain time, find a safer route. Sometimes I love to travel the back roads, but late in the morning, sometimes when I'm traveling, I take the interstate if I can because it's more light and it's more space. You don't worry about animals jumping out or any dog roads you're not familiar with. And so sometimes you have to avoid a detour. And sometimes you need to take a detour. But then there's a sign called the wrong way. You've been this way before and now you know the signs are wrong way. Sometimes you're downtown in a metropolitan and you're used to going a certain direction with the building of construction or they change the direction of the roads and you're frustrated, but it says the wrong way. It means you can't go that way. That's what it means. Even in life, there are some things that you know are wrong. You see the precautions. You see the prohibitions. And yet you want to insist on, I want to go that way. So we need to be cautious of that. Then there's a sign that says slow down, go slow. And it means you can't go the same speed you once went. You got to slow down. And then there's a one-way sign. You said, look, I can't go that way. It's a one-way. Yeah, you may have turned down that way years ago. I know when I left the military in 1977, and when I left home, downtown was two-way. I come back 8 months later and they didn't change it to a one-way and I'm going down the one-way and I knew this wasn't the way, but they hadn't changed the traffic pattern. And luckily I didn't go head on with no one or no one. I pulled over by the police, but that was a very fearful moment realizing what could have happened. Now, the good part about a one-way is Jesus. Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one way to heaven. That's a good, that's a positive part about the one way. But when we come to, they said bridge is out or the ice is on the bridge. These are precautions. Now in Paul's case, Paul had made some many travels in his life. He'd been trapped at sea. He'd been bitten by snakes. He'd been stoned. All these things that happened to him. But yet he realized that his journey at some point was going to come to an end. It says so in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, my course is finished, my time of departure is at hand. But while he was on this journey, Paul paid close attention to the signs along the way. Are you paying attention today to the signs that along the way? We must realize that life, it's not a bed of roses, but we can press on. We can be of good courage. We'll be of good cheer. But we must be attentive. When the sign says stop, we must stop. When the sign says yield, you must pay attention to the yield sign. When it's flipping, when it's wet, climbing a little above, ahead, no doubt, a detour, wrong way, slow down in one way. And so we need to realize that we must be attentive to all those things that we encounter as we travel the dangerous roads of life. So now, God bless you this morning. Hope that this is a lesson learned as you're traveling to your place of abode or traveling to work, that you pay attention to the signs along the way. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for what you're doing, what you're all about, what you have done for each and all of us. We pray this morning, Father, as we continue to travel the road of life, that we be mindful of the things that the Apostle Paul says, that he pressed forward, tomorrow, forgetting those things with other hands. We press forward for the mark of the prize of high calling of God. There's dangerous signs along the way, and we must be mindful and respectful of all the instructions that they give us. But there's also the signs that tell us that heaven, that highly the heaven is 66 books of the Bible. We must travel, but there's dangerous signs along the way. There's pitfalls, potholes, animals, tragic accidents, things that trip us up. Let's be watchful. Let's be mindful. And God will bless us on this day. This will be our prayer in the Son of Christ's name. Amen.